Okay, so again, there's light now. Hopefully the light will continue to service us. And if not, we have some, between the computers and some of the lamps here, hopefully it'll work out. Exactly, like the Altruheim. Okay, shh. Okay, so let's start, you know, dealing with a very important, you know, aspect of the sugya, which is very difficult to understand at first glance. And that's the issue of Shvira la'achraka. And the question is going to be, right from the statement of Rava, from the statement, right, the statement of Rava himself, right, he says that the, basically, the kimle is limited to situations where it's shavar, where there's a shvira. What's not immediately clear from Rava himself and from the Gemara is when exactly does that shvira take place. So we're going to see, there's going to be two mahalchim amongst the Rishonim, amongst the Mefarshim, in terms of when exactly, what's the timing of the shvira. So the pashpshat is, when does that shvira, when must that shvira take place in order for you to trigger kimlei? In the machteres itself, right? That's what you'd assume. Because generally a tanai in kimlei b'dramine is for both the chiyuv, for the onesh hakal and the onesh hachamor, to come b'bas achas, to coincide at the exact same time. And seemingly only when the onesh hachamor and the onesh hakal, you know, coincide, or chal b'bas achas, only in such a situation is the din of kimlei going to apply. So therefore, one would assume the only time you're going to have kimlei in our sugya is if the shas shvira takes place b'machteres. So in that way, that in the machteres, that's when the chiyah misa takes place. And therefore, the only time that chiyah misa is going to trigger a kimlei b'pashtus is if that shvira, if that shas tashlumin also takes place b'machteres. And we're going to see that a whole group of rishonim, in fact, say this. We're going to go through it quickly. Again, the first approach is that you need the shvira to take place in the machteres itself. So the first rishon to seemingly say this is the Rambam. No, Rashi is the opposite. Is the Rambam. Right? And the Rambam, right, in a number of places, again, as interpreted by the Or Sameach, and the Or Sameach in Hilchos Geneva, Gimel Beis, it's going to note that there are three Rambams which seem to imply that the only time that Kimlei is going to apply is if the Shvira takes place, the Bas Achas, with the Chiyav Misa, namely the Shvira takes place in the Machteres. So the first raya to this is in Hilchos Geneva, Gimel Beis, again, in the Bryce's case of Kimlei with the Hotzah, or the Geneva, or the Chiyav Geneva and the Hotzah, and the Melechas Hotzah take place, Bas Achas. So there, the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Gimel Beis, let me read it right here. Basically, when discussing that case, he says as follows. Again, he's listing various cases, various examples of kimlei. He says, "O sheganav kis b'shabbos, right? You steal the kis b'shabbos. V'vahayim megaro acha hotzio mirishas abaylim shirishas yachad rishas rabim." And then the key is that the gneva takes place v'bas achas with the hotza, because again, you're only the ganav is only kone it. Again, if he doesn't pick it up first, he's just megaro. He's dragging along the ground, and that, in such a case, the shas geneva, meaning the kinyan, takes place the time that it's, the time that the item is transferred from rishus to rishus, and at that exact moment is also is the chiyav hotzah b'shabbos. And the Rambam adds of avdusham, again, as we know from Rava, the only time kimlei is going to play is if the item is no longer ben. And the Rambam says, "Va'avdu sham," and you lose it. You literally, you throw it into the river. It becomes eno be'en sham at that point. So the way the Or Sameach interprets this Rambam is that va'avdu sham exactly at that moment, that b'shas chiyav misa, at the same time that the chiyav misa is chal, namely that the item is transferred from one rishus to the other rishus, that exact same time the item is thrown in the river, and therefore you have this factor of eno be'en. So in essence, the chiyav tashlumim is triggered at the exact same time as the Chiyav Misa. Raya number one, according to Or Sameach, from Hilchos Geneva, Gimel Beis.
So the Chiyav Tashlumin only applies once you use it, not once it's...
Yeah, because Kol Zman that it's Be'en, then it's just Achzaras Pikadon. Again, assuming like Rava. It's all within Rava. All within Rava.
Wasn't the case of Bava Mankai's special din I thought the case of the Rambam was just this regular case of Gneva.
Remember, this is discussing the Braisa. The Braisa said, the Hilchos of, right, the Shadinu Binam. According to Rava, the only time Kimlei is going to apply in that case of Megarer the Yotze is if the item is no longer Ben. Because only when the item is no longer Ben is there Chiyat Tashlum.
Isn't the case in the Rambam when you steal on Shabbos when it's still... that's not a case of Bama Machteres.
No, but it's another example of Kimlei where you get the Chiyat Misa.
But if you steal something normally, don't you need to...
But in this case, the Chiyat Misa...
If you steal something normally, don't you need to... You don't call the Bikonim. Even if you have the original object, don't you need to pay back and the Shulman?
One more time. According to Rava... Pashtran Rava is that the Ganav is not Kone, an item which he steals. If there were Kolzman that it's Be'en, his Chiv to return it is just Hakzaras Pikadon. And therefore that wouldn't be a Chiv Tashlumim to trigger Kimlei. So therefore, in the priceless case of Kimlei, where you have a Chiv, you know, Shabbos, Bebas Achos, the Chiv Gneva, the Gemara says the only way Rava will explain that case is if the item is no longer Be'en, because you threw it in the river. Because only when you throw it away and then you have to pay out of pocket is there considered a case of Chiyat Tashlumim.
The only it's possible to have someone
who... I just want to make sure we... Do you hear what I'm saying? No?
I mean...
Did you remember the Hemshech of the Gemara?
I didn't know that until...
Basically, the Gemara there, meaning it's the parallel case. It's another example of a case of Kimlei. Again, where the Chiyat Misa is not coming from the Bamach Teres, but it's coming from being over Melech HaShabbos. But the same idea that even if it's kibas achas,
we're saying you're not chayav tashlum
until it's eino be'en. That's according to the Shita of Rava, and therefore the case like the Gemara says, the only time kimlei is going to apply if it's the shadinu binara. The Gemara doesn't explain when, meaning when the, and that's the par, meaning the shadinu binara is the parallel of shvira. They're both the action which basically renders the object no longer be'en. And therefore changes it from Hachzaras Pikadon to a Chiyat Tashlumim. And therefore the question is, what's the timing? So, and according to this first approach, that the timing of the Eino Be'en has to coincide with the Chiyat Misa, so we have to say that the Shadinu Benara is the Bas Achas with the Chiyat Misa. So in line with that understanding, the Rosh Hashanah says that when the Rambam says V'avdu Sham, it means the up, right? Your Ebed, you lose it at that moment. Bas achas with the Chiyat Misa. Again, because again, you need the Chiyat Tashlumim to be bas achas with the Chiyat Misa. So again, that's the first raya from the Rambam Hilchos Gneva Gimel Beis. Yeah, sorry.
The Gazli Kiyam Gazela, right?
No, not according to Rava. But it's not a Kiyam. Were you in the past year? Okay.
Yes, I have been this past year.
Okay. You're listening. So that's how goof is. He's a machokas. According to Rava, a kinyan gzela is not a kinyan mama, and therefore it's not a chiyat tashlumin until the shah shvira. So again, the shadinu binara is the parallel to the shvira. So again, so long, right, along the lines of this first approach, that rendering it inu be'en, it needs to take place basa achas of the chiyat misa. Again, and that's the way the Rosh Hashanah reads Hilchos Gneva Gimel Beis. Let's just get moving here. Another raya is from the Rambam. This is more explicit. This is, going back to Bamach Teres, this is the Rambam Hilchos Gneva Perek Teres Halacha Yud Gimel. Here, when the Rambam basically spells out the Ptur Kimlei for the case of Bamach Teres, he says specifically that it's only when you're Shibir Kalim Bibiyaso, specifically when the Shvira takes place in the Mach Teres itself. Seems very explicit. Again, it's not Acharkach, it's Davka, when the Shvira takes place. So you have the Chiyat Tashlumim coming the Basachas with the Chiyat Misa. Fine. Right, number two.
Is that a proof that we pass like Rava?
Yeah, for sure we pass like Rava. That's not the question. It's now the question is within Rava, but what's the timing of the Shvira? And even more explicit is the Rambam Perish Mishnayos. Again, dealing with our Mishnah, when the Rambam spells out our Mishnah in Perish Mishnayos, he says as follows. He says, if anyone, Shlomo, you have it? Yeah, that's good.
I'm looking for it.
Well, once we have the light, might as well, I have everything, here, just in case. This is, again, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav, Chesva. So im shavar chavis b'shas knisaso.
Oh,
v'chein
abod mas peres yaduahu. Yeah, well,
Im Shavar Chavis
says
Kinsas. Oh, slow. Im Shavar Chavis.
Im Shavar Chavis, the Ace Kinsas of Lo Yisham Aden, Sha'az Dema Mother, Kwashamar Ain Lagamim, who pops with Mea Chavis, Im Shavar Osavit Say so, Parfian Lech Zadarful, Shemas Largom Yisham.
Exactly. So I'm not sure. Shlomo, I thought you'd be relied upon. Seems like a chazaka here. It wasn't supposed to be that harsh. Either way, when the Rambam in Perash Mishnayos, or maybe it's the person who's causing him to laugh, but the Perash Mishnayos, Perash Mishnayos, and the Rambam is bringing down this din of Kimlei, he explicitly states that the case of Kimlei is when the Shvira is B'shas Knisaso. Right? He says, Im Shavar Chavis B'shas Knisaso. Again, as long as you have all the conditions of Chiyav Misa, then Harei Zeh Pater Midmei Chavis. But he says, Im Shavra B'yitziaso. But if the Shvira takes place only on his way out, Acher Shepana Orif, right after he already turned his back, turned his neck, Lotzes She'aser L'Hargla. Since at that point there's no longer a Chiyav Misa, there's no Kimla. So again, the Rambam is explicit that you need the Shvira to take place at the same time that the Chiyav Misa is taking place. Otherwise, if the Shvira is going to take place after the Chiyav Misa is no longer applicable, then the Kimla is not going to apply. Yeah.
What's the word Bibiyasa mean?
Like when he's coming in.
Oh, Bibiyasa mean coming in? Oh, fine.
I think so. Yeah, fine. So again, so the first makor for the get. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So in terms of the first gaya that there is a mehra,
yeah.
So is the Rambam talking about a case where you live on the ocean? Because like, there's only a time that like it's madr from one place to the other, and then there isn't like.
Yeah.
The Rambam shouldn't be talking about a case because nobody lives in the ocean. Like.
I'm not in the ocean, but it's like, it's hard to know exactly what the shir basaka.
Anyhow, like it wouldn't make sense.
I hear. It's not.
I mean, there's other ayahs also. Like, the
again, I mean, what's going to help is like, you know, Kiritz or Hanacha type ideas where, you know, as long as it's in one fell swoop, like, you know, you're being motzi and like in one action it goes straight into the river, the pashas, that would suffice.
That would also be a
that would consider basachas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, in terms of the Pirish Mishnais,
yeah.
So maybe the Rambam is not coming to a Fikia case where you took it and then broke it. He just
you took it and broke it
and
later,
broke
you mean?
It after, yeah. Maybe he's saying, case when I go in and I break something, so I'm potter. And if I don't touch anything, and as I'm leaving, I break something, so then I'm chayv. But he doesn't talk about a case where I took something and then broke it later. Also, the Rambam
breaks. Wouldn't a shvira be a form of? I mean, that would also be mechiyah mama.
According to Rashi, the way Rashi explains it, that when you take it now, so right, the fifth Hashem starts now. So even if you break it later, you'll be potter.
Whoa! We'll see.
Okay, but I'm saying the Rambam is not talking about a case where you were chayv now when you would have been potter. Meaning, the Rambam's not talking about a case where you took it, left the house, and broke it. He's just talking about a case where you left the house. You didn't touch anything. As you're leaving, you broke something. Because since he can't kill you,
yeah.
So then you're going to be alive.
Yeah. It's important, Ara. Again, you're... Meaning, based on the explanation, which you're assuming that chilek is important, according to other explanations, we'll see that chilek is less important. But we're going to see. But just hold on. But either way, meaning, again... Okay. But again, I guess the totality of all the Rambams, like in the case of Abdu Sham, you don't have. Assuming like the Orsa Meach that Abdu Sham is Basachas, then that Ha'ara falls away. You're right. If you're not convinced by the Abdu Sham, then your Ha'ara would apply to the other two Rambams. That's a fair point. Okay, fine. So far it's the Rambam. Again, according to Orsa Meach, again holding that the Shashvira must coincide with the Chiyav Misa.
Was Orsa Meach only on Gimel
Beis? He brings all of them.
All by the Shashvira?
Yeah.
Oh.
He brings all three Rambams as a proof that the Rambam requires the Shvira to have Shas Machteris. Fine. So just quickly, a couple other Rishonim. Next is the Machanas. Again, right, the Ramban, who's arguing on the Baal HaMoris. We'll see the Baal HaMoris himself is the Chiddush Afilu Achrikach. And comes along the Ramban. And the Machamas says, no, what are you talking about? The only time you're going to have a Kimlei, according to Rava, is if the Shvira is Bimachtanis. This says it straight out. For the sake of time, maybe we're not going to read it inside. But it's pretty clear in that same piece we've been seeing. Mechama says explicitly, the only time you're going to have a kimlay, according to Rava, is if the shvira takes place in the machteres itself, when you have the chiyav tashlumim and the chiyav misa bebas achas.
Mechama was written by the Rambam?
The Ramban. Yeah, and the third Rishon in this first Mahalach is the Chiddush HaRan. Again, when he quotes Shitas Rava, right after quoting Shitas Rava, he says as follows: "Is Mistaber Milsid Rav B'Shishiber?" Right, that's Shitas Rava. You need the Shvira. Kolomar Sheshavron Haganav B'Machteres. The Chiddush HaRan explicitly, qualifies Rava to say that's only the only time you're going to have a kimlay, even in the case of Shvira, is if that Shvira takes place b'machteres. So again, you have the Rambam according to Arsameach, you have the Melchames explicit, and the Chiddush HaRan also explicit. And then, I guess, getting back to Binyamin's point, is that while the Arsameach basically read the Rambam's Va'avdu Sham as meaning b'bas achas, we're going to see the Magen Mishnah does not learn the Rambam like that, and therefore, since the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam as arguing, he then brings the Maharam as what he views as the Bar Plukta of the Rambam, because Maharam explicitly states that the only time the Kimlay is going to apply in that case of Megarer, Kis B'Shabbos, is if the river is right there. And he sets up the case as follows. The Maharam says as follows. He might help out with, Binyamin was asking what the Tzir was, so he sets it up. He says, Yesh Mefarshim, according to the Maharam, it is the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Geneva Gimel Beis. Maharam says as follows. Even if you throw it into the river, if there's a delay between the chiyav misa, between the time that it was hotzah mirushus and the time that it actually became enoben, right, because the river was far away, so then chayev kimle is not going to apply because it's not basachas. Because lo patru, or the only time the kimle applies, ela b'shahaya samach l'rishus bailam, only when the river is right there. U'miyad kishahotziu, right when you took it hishlichu, you threw it right into the river, basically in one fell swoop, in one motion. Lo amin b'rishus klal, again there was no delay. One fell swoop, one motion, you're motzim rishus l'rishus, and you go right into the river. Again, Binyamin, that's the tzira for you. That's the way they're going to understand it. That would be the case where even the gonet kiss, that is considered the basachas. So again, you have the maram, and the last, just to round it out, no halacha l'maisa for our guest here, for you have the Rama in Choshen Mishpat, Shin Nun Aleph, the first day of the Rama says explicitly that the only time Kimlay is going to apply is when the Shvira is in the Machteres, right? When the Shvira takes place in the Machteres, Bas Achas, with the Chiyamis. So again, you have the Rambam, Luchi, the Sameach, you have the Melchames, the Sheiran, you have the Maharam, and you have the first day in the Rama, again, all taking this simple pshat, again, which doesn't require, much mental energy. It's very simple. It's Pashit, right? And this is what you would assume intuitively. The only time the Kimlay is going to apply, according to Rava, who thinks that the Shash Shvira represents the Chiyav Tashlumim, so therefore the only time you're going to have Kimlay is if that Shvira, that Chiyav Tashlumim, coincides with the Chiyav Misa. So Adkan is the first approach, which is pretty easy to understand. Yeah?
Real quick thing around just say like that it has to be like exactly the same time.
Or at least one motion, yeah.
Yeah. Because if you're throwing it, then that wouldn't be like, the second it hits the river, wouldn't be the exact moment that you're being in the Chal Shabbos.
Yes, that's what I guess Binyamin was sort of asking. Again, in terms of Kimlay, in terms of timing, this comes up in the Gemara Kesubis Laman Aleph, the whole sugya of Akira Tzara Chanacha, where you have these factors where, you're able to, redefine Bas Achas in more, a little more flexible terms. And
you said like that Ram goes to like no Basa Mei Tara as opposed to Basa Kala.
I don't think you need to say that. I think it's just based on the Pashpashan and Gemara and Kesubis Laman Aleph that as long as, because Akira Tzara Chanacha, right, because you need to pick up an item in order for it to fall, so we consider that to be one motion. And therefore, since it all happens, that same motion which triggered the Chiyav Misa is going to end up resulting in it being in the Nahar, so that suffices. I think that's all you need to say. Okay, so now getting to the second, much more Mechudash approach, which is found, interestingly, in many Rishonim, very classical Rishonim, who basically extend the din of Kimlay to a case where, even in a case where the Shvira takes place after the Chiyav Nisim. So seemingly you have a case, which is going to require an explanation, seemingly you have an application of Kimle, even though the Chiyav Nisim takes place at one point, and the Chiyav Tashlumim takes place at a later point. And this seems to, you know, fly in the face of a lot of Makoros, which seem to require Kimle, or qualify the application of Kimle to situations where the Chiyav Misa and the Chiyav Mamon are Vasachas. So but before we give various explanation for it, let's just quickly go through the various Rishonim who seem to adopt this approach, again, that the Kimle for Rava is even going to apply when the Shvira takes place afterwards.
Afterwards.
After the Chiyav Misa. So who's the first Rishon to say this, clearly?
Rashi.
Rashi, exactly. So Rashi, in our Sugid, Ayin Beis, Dir Maschil Mistabra, right, when discussing Rava, says Mistabra Milsi Dirav De Putter. Okay, so no longer reading Rashi from the book. I got it. My computer. Okay, right, so Rashi explicitly says, Bishishavar Bein Achshav Bein La'achar Zman the Lesna. So again, so Rava explicitly states, right, so Rashi within Rava explicitly states, that even though Rava requires a Shvira, that Shvira is not limited to a Shvira bimachteres, even a Shvira afterwards, for some reason, is still subject to the Petur Kimlai. So again, Rashi is the first Rishon to accept the second Mechudash approach. Who is, close second after Rashi?
Tosos.
Again, exactly the context of Tosos, coming to it from a different angle. Basically, he's asking a question. Anyone remember the question that, forces Tosos to give this answer?
Why? What's the finish of Rav?
Exactly. According to Rav's interpretation of Rav, that Rav is only potir a case of Shiver. The question is, the Mishnah explicitly states that the case of Kimle is Bishish Shiver. So according to Rav's understanding of Rav, what's Rav's Chiddush? So Tosfos answers, Rav's Chiddush is Afilu Shiver Acharka. Exactly this idea. So again, Tosfos in the Sugya explicitly, again, invokes this Chiddush that Afilu Shiver Acharka. And again, similarly, it's an important Gemara in Ksubis, Lamadalad on the base. Again, this is the third parak of Ksubis where, a lot of the Inyanic Kimle come up. So again, there, a number of Rishonim are discussing this case of Ganav v'tavach v'shabbos. We're going to see this is a very parallel to our case at hand. Basically, the case where you're gonev, right, in a way which is mechal Shabbos.
Rambam brought that down.
Yeah, exactly. This is the case that the Rambam was discussing. So the case there in Ksubis Lamadalam of this is Ganav v'tavach v'shabbos, right, where it's very parallel. So you have a Gneva on Shabbos, and the Gneva itself, like the Bryce that we had in Ayin Beis, itself is Mechal Shabbos. And then you also have a Tzficha, which fulfills the role of the Shvira. So again, exact same construct. Right? You have the Chiyav Gneva and Chiyav Misa, and then you have a Tzficha, which is parallel to the Shvira. So again, Tosos L'shitaso, in the Gemara there, again, Dira Maschil Avol Shabbos, at the end of that Dira Maschil, Tosos explicitly states that the chiddush of the memra of Rabbah there is to say that this p'tur of Kimle is even going to apply when the tzvicha, which is the parallel of Shvira, takes place achar kach. Exact same idea that the Gneva and the Chil Shabbos at one point. Again, at that point you have the Gneva, but again the item is still be'en. And even though the tzvicha, which renders the item enoben, only takes place at a later point, again, according to Rava, that means that the chiyav tashlumim seems to be chal only at a later point when the tzvicha takes place on Sunday. Even so, says Tosos, that is the chiddush that Kimle still applies. I'll just read it inside. Tosos says as follows. Again, this is Ksubis, Lamadaladon Beis. Again, Lashitaso to Tosos here. Tosos says, Umatsinan lamemer, Diraba ushmi inan, Deshayach Kimle bidiramimine, Afal gav de bisha'a de mischayev, Adayin hamamon be'en. Even though at the time of the Chiyav Misa, the time of Shabbos, on Shabbos, the item is still be'en, still, and therefore you would think, Lo havalon lamemer, Kimle bidiramine, and you would think that in such a case, there'd be no Kimle. Afilu hachi gufa the chiddush is that kevan de tavach acharichen, as long as you rendered ino be'en afterwards, parallel to the shvira acharkach, miftra al geneva, kimle still applies. And Hagufa is the chiddush of that memra is to extend the kimlay even to a case where the tzvicha slash the shvira apply after. So again, Tosos in Arasugya and Lishitaso in Ksubis again adopt this mechudash approach that even though the chiyav tashlumin seemingly takes place after the chiyav misa no longer applies, afal pikein kimlay still applies. Yeah.
So first, what's the memra?
Like the statements. The statements of Rava.
And second of all, according to all the other opinions mentioned before, how in the world would they explain the same Kash of Tosfos? I would answer that up.
Oh, meaning our Tosfos.
Question.
How will they understand? I'm not sure. Unless, yes, as we pointed out, like in Pashurim, I mean, when Rava comes along and says, "Yeah, you know, Rava's statements only make sense," Bishishibir.
I'm not so bothered by Jesus,
Catherine. Well, okay then.
It's not like I'm only to answer that question.
Well, I guess you have to have an answer.
Well, I mean, you can say that, fine. Okay, we're learning to discuss Rava.
Now, then the question is, what's the pshat? I mean, the question is, then, what's Rav? Why is Rav repeating the same thing? So, I was saying before, is that, again, it depends on how you learn, you know, Rava's qualification of Rav, as you pointed out. Meaning, basically, Rava comes along and says, Rav's statements only make sense in, like, the opposite case of what he said. So the question is, how do you understand that? Does Rava really intend to, like, qualify Rav? Or is that his basic way of, like, just arguing on him? Basically his way of saying, like, there's no way my Rebbe said that. He must have said this. Meaning, I don't know how clear it is that Rava is saying that's pshat in Rav. Again, if it's pshat in Rav, then you have Tosas Kasha.
Yeah, but those things calls it Rav. What? Those things Subis calls it Rav.
Calls what Rav?
He calls the din of Rav a Rav.
Well, clearly
Tosas
holds it that way.
Tosas Shitaso, that's fine. Yeah. Tosas obviously holds that this is Rava's conception of Rav. That's why he has the Kasha. I'm saying for those... Thank you. For those, we're asking how are the non-Tosas people going to understand this? The answer is it could be that they're really just understanding Rava as not really being a Pshan Rav as much as that's his nice way of arguing with his Rebbe. It could be, and therefore there's no need necessarily to understand. And basically Rava is not saying, this new memra of Bishishibur, as much as he's saying, like, don't extend the Chiddush to Natal, the case is only Bishishibur, like the Pshan in the Mishnah. Again, that's...
So what's Rava coming to do then?
What?
I don't have the answer.
I mean, Rava is just saying, don't extend Kimlay to the case of Natal, like it was quoted Bishem Rav.
What's Rav saying?
No, Rav was saying what he was saying, Natal. And Rav is just arguing with that. Again, the question Tosas assumes that Rav is saying Pshat and Rav.
Right.
Once Rav is saying Pshat and Rav, the question is, so now what's the Chiddush of Rav? If Rav is just arguing, then he's just arguing and saying, don't extend Kimlay to Natal, the only time Kimlay applies is Bishishibur. But again, that's... I don't know, just a suggestion. Fine. Mm-hmm. So in terms of this, yeah.
Who's saying the is that the Gemara? Is that Rava like saying that on
what?
In the Gemara? This is well, okay, Mama Rav. Is that Rava or is that the Gemara?
No, that's the Gemara. That's the stomach of the Gemara.
So if you say like
that, arguing on Rava. It's saying Rava. How can you? If you say
Rava's saying a question on Rava, you can say...
I mean, Rava's basically saying, like, what are you talking? My Rebbe said that. I don't believe it. And they're saying, you're talking. He said it.
Why
and this
you
is
say,
a trap.
Why can you say Rava's asking a question saying that Rava says that it's only logical if he takes it? How could that make... Like, how does Rava make sense?
That's in essence the same thing.
No, because Rava's asking... That's Rava asking a question.
Well, he's not really asking a question. I mean... But for our purposes, it's the same idea, because there's no one saying that was Pshat and Rav. Tosas' question assumes that Rav is redefining Rav. And then the question is, if you're redefining Rav as being a case of Shibir, so the question is, so what's the Chiddush? But if he's asking a question like you, or he's just denying that that's what he said, like I was saying,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Either way, Tosas' kasha falls away.
Even if he's redefining Rav, why do you say that he's saying that Rav...
Okay, meaning You could say that, but like. You're saying the fact that Rav. Yeah, okay. No, but. No, you have to say that once someone else is a dissenting Shita. But like, if Rav really. According to Tosas, Rav is basically saying that, you know, no one ever. Rav just came along and said member of the Shishiber. Okay. You're saying, according to Rava, Rav is coming Lafuke, what people thought Rav said. Okay, could be. That could be.
But back to what Ali was saying, the Ron learns that Rav himself was saying Elohim or Rav, because Rav hate all Rav, Shu Rav, Elohim or Rav, if you will not tell.
One more time?
That the Ron says, the Rav hate all Rav, Shu Rav,
that's Rava. That's not
Rava.
No, but it's
very for the Chiddush Iran, he actually has Rava and Rava. It's a different person. Yeah. It ends up being he adds Rava, which just gets confusing. But yeah.
No,
for Chiddush Iran, there are three names in the Gemara.
Right.
There's Rav, there's Rava, and there's Rava.
Rava
is arguing on Rava and saying, what are you talking about? Rav really said his original thing.
According to Ron, Rava is not even not mentioned in the Gemara at all.
Who?
But according to Ron, Rava isn't even mentioned in the Gemara.
No, he's the man.
He's
the person behind Elohim.
He can live in the Rava in there.
Okay, fine.
No! Sure, yeah, Rav, as good as a Rav.
Okay. Fine. So far within this Mechudash approach, again, I just want to get through this. So far, you have Rashi and you have Tosos. And now, just a couple more, you know, Rishonim, you have the Rambam according to the Magen Mishnah. As pointed out before, the Magen Mishnah understands the Rambam by Avdu Sham as Lav Dafka being Avdu Sham on the spot, but even if it was Avdu Sham, you know, in a delayed manner. So again, unclear how the Magen Mishnah is going to understand the later Rambam in Perek Tes and Perek Mishnayos, but at least the Magen Mishnah interprets the Rambam here in, you know, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, as being even Achar Kach. Fine. And then you have the Baal HaMor also. Again, what Baal HaMor explicitly says, again, we'll deal with this, you know, I guess right now. But basically, the Baal HaMor is the only Rishon, interestingly, again, I was talking to a couple of guys in Seder, it's fascinating that all these Rishonim, Rashi, Tosos, you know, and others here, have this huge chiddush, right, to extend Kimle in a case where the Chiyat Tashumim is not Basachas with the Chiyat Nisa, and yet none of them feel the need to explain the basis of their Mechudah Shita. It's like a problem. The only Rishon who explains the Shita is the Baal HaMor, as we'll see, and this connects to the previous Shirim. The Baal HaMor himself says that, yeah, afilu shavar achar kach. And how does the Baal HaMor explain a shita? What is he connected to? Yeah, but more specifically, lishitaso. Exactly, it's derabanan. In the sense as follows, right?
What's derabanan?
Explain him as follows. The Baal HaMor, again, Baal HaMor's understanding of Rava, we called it, you know, approach 1B, but, right, basically, Baal HaMor's understanding of Rava is that Rava agrees to Rav mi'ikar adin. That mida oraisa, he agrees that the ganav is kona the item be'en, and therefore bishas netila mida oraisa mi'ikar adin is a chi of tashlumim, and therefore the mida oraisa mi'ikar adin there should be kimlei because right the chi misa and the chi of tashlumim come vas achas. According to the Baal HaMor, Rava's right, dissenting shita of saying that, oh, only b'shashiber, but if it's be'en, you have to give it back, according to Baal HaMor, that's only a takana d'rabbanan. The takana d'rabbanan of like, ah, oh, that as long as it's be'en, you have to return it. But according to Baal HaMor, that since mi'ikar adin, really the chiyat tashlumim was b'shas netila, and therefore mi'ikar adin, there is kimlei, so all you need to knock off the takana d'rabbanan is for it to be shavar at any point. Because right, as long as the Takanah Rabbanan only applies when the item is still be'en. Because again, that's the basis of the Takanah. If you have, you know, the vaz, you know, which is still be'en, how can you not return it? But if at any point, doesn't matter whether it's before or after, at any point it becomes, you know, nishbar, so then the Takanah Rabbanan falls away and you revert back to Me'ikar Adin, then Me'ikar Adin was the Shas Netzila, was the Chiyav Tashlumin, and therefore the Chiyav Tashlumin was the Bas Achas with the Chiyav Misa. So again, if you take the Baal HaMor's approach to Rava, this extension of Vishavar Achakach is not such a chiddush, because, and they fundamentally, according to the Baal Mor, even Rava agrees that the Shas Chiyat Tashlumim was the Basachas. Again, the chiddush is going to be, according to all the other Rishonim who learn Rava Kepashas, again, we'll say Rashi, for example, who learns Rava Kepashas as saying that there was no Chiyat Tashlumim until the Shas Shvira, and yet Rashi holds that even though the Chiyat Tashlumim only kicks in the Shas Shvira, and even so, Rashi says that even Afilu Shavar Achakach. So we're going to have to get back to that.
One day?
Yeah, for the previous issue. Okay, I'll just go through a couple more and then we'll come back. Again, another shita, again, it's a chiddush, so many Rishonim hold this. So again, along the lines of Tosfos in Ksubis Lamed Aleph Beis, again, who extended the Kimle and the Gemara there to even a case where, you know, you have the Gneva, or the Chiyav Misa, and the Chiyav Gneva on Shabbos, but even if the Tzvicha was on Sunday, was Bechol, again, Tosfos, if you recall, said even in that case, there's going to be a Kimle, which is parallel. So,
Why is that?
That's the same question we're asking now. The same example of a Shavar Achakach is in that case it's the Tavach Achakach after Shabbos. So in line with Tosfos, the Rashba quoted in the Shita Mikabetzes and the Shita Yeshana quoted in the Shita Mikabetzes explicitly say that this the Shita Yeshana. Again, these are again two additional Rishonim. It's such a, you know, it's wild that all these, you know, normative Rishonim are all taking this, you know, very Mechudash approach, that even if the Tzvicha, which is parallel to the Shvira, even if the Tzvicha takes place after Shabbos, i.e. after the Chiyav Misa is no longer applicable, even so the Kimle applies. So here you have Rashi, Tosos, Rambam, Lefi, the Magen Mishnah, Balamor, Rashba, Shita Yeshana, all these Rishonim. And then again, also the Ramah, that same Ramah in the second day, again, quotes these Shitos, which say that the Kimle is even going to apply if the Shvira is Achartach. What?
We said that the Shita Yeshana holds
it. Okay, yeah, very good. So he would be able to explain like the bottom one. That's a good point. Good point. Okay, so now, there's where we're all... Yeah?
Wait, what are you saying about the Ramah? You explained the Ramah before that he holds like the first approach.
Yeah, the Ramah is two days. So this is the second day of the Ramah quotes, this is along with this second approach. So now, it's all build up to the following. Right? It's all to build up to the following question. Right? How can all these Rishonim, especially the Daraisa Rishonim, right, who think that Rava's din of requiring Shviras, because he thinks that Meikra din, the Shvira represents the Chiyav Tashlumim. Right? So again, if you understand Rava Kepashtas, that the Shas Shvira / Shas Tficha, in the Ksuba's case, that represents the Chiyav Tashlumim. The obvious question is, how can you apply Kimle in such a case where the Shas Chiyav Tashlumim is after the Shas Chiyav Misa? That's the basic question that we've all been waiting for. So you're going to develop three answers to this question. In terms of, more than three, but three categories of answers to this question of how do you explain the application of Kimle in this case where the Shas Chiyav Misa is before the Shas Chiyav Tashlumim. And just to outline the three approaches, and then we'll get to the details. The first approach is going to basically say that while it appears that the Shas Chiyav Misa, or the Onesh HaChamor, was at an earlier point, and the Onesh HaKal, the Chiyav Tashlumim, was a later point, really, the Onesh HaChamor coincides with the later Chiyav Tashlumim. Meaning that there is, in that while it appears that the Chiyav Misa or the Onesh HaChamor is limited to the earlier period and doesn't coincide with the later Shas Shvira, Shas Tficha, really, according to this first category of answers, really there is an Onesh HaChamor even at the later Shas Shvira. We're going to have to explain.
Chiyav Misa.
I'm leaving it a little vague, as you'll see. We'll call it Onesh HaChamor even at the later Chiyav Tashlumim. Category number one. Category number two is the opposite. It's to not extend the Onesh HaChamor to the later Shas Chiyav Tashlumim, but rather to somehow say that the Chiyav Tashlumim is really at the earlier Shas Onesh HaChamor. Again, two opposite ways of getting to the same point. In these first two categories of answers are trying to say, you need it to be Bas Achas. First category of answer is saying that, oh, it's Bas Achas because there really is an Onesh HaChamor at the later Chiyav Tashlumim. Second category of answer is saying that it's bas achas because there is really the real shas chiyav tashlumim is the earlier point of the chiyav misa. And the third category of answer is going to say that you don't need, in this case, for whatever reason, you don't need them to be bas achas. For whatever reason, although generally kimlei requires the onesh hachamor or the onesh hakal to be bas achas, for some reason this situation kimlei is going to apply even though they're not the bas achas. Okay, so now let's just go through, that's just the outline. So now, tonight we'll only have time to do the first answer, category of answers. Again, the first category of answers is that while it appears that at the later Shas, Tashlum, Chiyah Tashlumen, there is no Onesh HaChamor, really, in fact, there is. How do you justify it? Obvious question is, the Chiyah Misa, isn't that limited to the Machteres? Oh. So the first version, we'll call it 1A, this is found in the Einayim L'Mishma, is an Achron, who quotes the Yerushalmi. It's a very important Yerushalmi, which says that the Chiyav Misa of Bal Machteres is not limited to the time that the Ganav is in the Machteres.
The
Chiyav Misa of a Bal Machteres even applies when the Bal Machteres has turned around and is going home.
What? Isn't that against, like...
This is Yerushalmi, so...
Okay.
So this Yerushalmi is quoted in the Shita Mikbetzes, which I open up right now. The Shita Mikbetzes... What?
It's like what Rashi said.
What do you mean?
Rashi says that the Hebrews is going to come in and when the thing breaks. No, doesn't he say that? When the item breaks, then it's considered as if the PME says a long time.
Well, the question is how to understand it. Nifu Zink is the Shabbat Africa?
Yeah,
this is one explanation of that. Yeah. So this is the Yerushalmi quoted in the Shita Mikbetzes in Ksubis Lamadalan of Abyss. So again, this Dira Maschel Virashi Zal. So here he quotes the Yerushalmi. It says that the Ikamanda Amr, there's a day in the Yerushalmi. The afilu chutz l'machteres in lo damim. The chiyav misa extends even when the ganav has left the machteres, is on his way home. Why? Lefisha mamono shel adam chaviv alav. Right. Once the balabayas is still upset about his money, kinafsho, like his life. Actually, Tyus said this morning, right? By behafta yisus shem lekecha. Mamon, right? One nice tie-in. Right, shemamono shel adam chaviv alav kinafsho. She was right now. Chazile. Right, sorry. It's like his nefesh to him. Therefore,
he's talking about the guy who's
the balabayas. Therefore, also bayi mesiv mamone. He's gonna chase after the guy. V'kayim ilave v'katzlay. So basically, no, but the din misa of Bamachteres is based on this. The heter.
The din misa stays, or this guy is still going to be mad.
So that's part of the chazaka. Again, if part of the reshus for the Bal Machteres, according to Yerushalmi, what it seems like is that the reshus for, again, it's going to tie into earlier discussions, but the reshus of the balabayas to kill the Bal Machteres, again, for sure, according to the Lodibratora Lekinegi Tzahara approach, is going to extend to any case where we expect, him, to fight back. And therefore, according to Yerushalmi, this din misa, the reshus of the balabayas to kill the ganav, the Bal Machteres, is going to extend even later. So according to the Einayim L'Mishpa, again, there's a couple of assumptions here. According to the Einayim L'Mishpa, he suggests that perhaps these Rishonim, who extend the kimlei to afilo shavar achrakach, even to the case where the shvira is after he leaves the Machteres, suggest this Einayim L'Mishpa. Maybe they're aligning with the Yerushalmi that to say that there is still a chiyav misa or din misa even at that later point. One second.
Say that again.
This is the Einayim L'Mishma. So Jet basically explains these Yerushonim, I'll pee the Yerushalmi. Again, number one difficulty is that it's a big assumption that all these Yerushonim are going to adopt the Bavli without saying that, number one. Number two is the issue is that this only explains the Rishonim in Arasugya of Bamachteres. The reason why I was quoting the Rishonim in Ksubis, which is the parallel case, but there, what's the base of the Chiyav Misa? There, the base of the Chiyav Misa is Shabbos. So all those Rishonim, again, we had Tosos, he had the Rashba and the Shita Mikbetzes and the Shita Yushana. They all extend, in the parallel case, the Kimlei, even when the Tzvicha is Bechol, even though this extension of the Chiyav Misa associated with Bama Akteres cannot work by Shabbos, the Chiyav Shabbos is limited to Shabbos. There's no way you can extend the Chiyav Misa of Shabbos to Sunday. So even if this would work for the Rishonim Alatar, right, on in the Arasugya and Ayin Beis, it's not going to work for all the Rishonim in Ksuvis. And again, presumably you would like to give a pshat, which is going to work for both of them, because, like, for example, Tosos says in both cases, presumably there should be one answer which works for all the cases. Yeah?
I'm just not totally getting the Rishonim's version of the Torah Yishus.
That was the end of the question?
Yeah, and this is like, yeah, well, how does the
Yerushalmi
like...
I didn't mean that.
How does the Yerushalmi say why the Torah allows him to kill him?
Yeah. So again, this ties back to earlier Shirim. But basically, one of the approaches we were developing at the time is that the heter for the Baal HaBayis is to kill instead of just giving up his money. Is basically the Torah understands the like Lodibra Torah like Negi Yitzhara. People understand that people have a certain attachment to the money that they worked hard for. And therefore, there's an understanding. The Torah basically gives you a heter to defend your money, even at the cost of the other person's life.
So it has nothing to do with actually defending yourself.
What?
So there's nothing to do with actually defending yourself.
Well, it gets complicated. This is based on earlier sugyas. It's partially that. Depends on who pulls the gun first. That's the Ahol Machlokas that we dealt with. But in short, the Yerushalmi thinks that the person's, being Mamed Al Mamono is not just in defending his money, but it's also chasing after the guy, and therefore... with the assumption that that is not just, the Yerushalmi is not just telling you what the Baal HaBayis is going to do, assuming that this Yerushalmi is also dealing with it, that extends the Din Misa, that would be a way to explain. Again, the problems are, number one, you're assuming that all these Rishonim are passing like Yerushalmi, there's no reference to that in the Bavli. Number two, it only works for the case of Baal Machteres, doesn't work for the case in Ksubis, and therefore, well, a lot of questions. Yeah.
Is this not the machlokas mitzias between the Bavli and Yerushalmi?
It depends on how you... No. The answer is no.
Why not?
Again, it's gonna be, it could be how far we extend Lodibra Torah L'Kenegit Sahara, all the different pshatim. I don't want to get back to the Baal Machteres side of things. That's going to get a little too far afield. I want to stick to the issue at hand about this Kimlei. But yeah, just do this quickly. Yeah.
So, can you repeat the Inayim and the Mishpah in the first difficulty?
One more time?
The Inayim and the Mishpah?
Yeah, what's the first difficulty?
On both those things. What he said and the first difficulty.
Well, the answer of the Inayim L'Mishpat is that while it seems like there is no Chiyav Misa b'shas Tashlumin if there's Shavar after he leaves the Machteres, but if you think the Rishonim are working with the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi thinks, and you assume that the Yerushalmi extends the Din Misa of Baal Machteres to even after the guy leaves the Machteres, so therefore the Shavar Acharkach is still coinciding with the Chiyav Misa.
Anything that pshat on the Rishonim?
Again, and we point that out, that would only work for the Rishonim in Ayin Beis, in the context of Machteres. The problem is that they're Rishonim who say this even in the case of Ganav, the Tavach B'Shabbos.
That was the second difficulty.
What?
That was the second difficulty.
The first one is just, it's just not, it's hard to assume that all these Rishonim just agree with this, very Mechdish, Yerushalmi without ever quoting it. Yeah.
Nothing in the Bible indicates against Yerushalmi, right?
Not explicitly, but it doesn't. It's a big extension. It doesn't, they're not conscious. Yeah? Whose hand is that? Yeah. Yeah. Alicia. Yeah.
If you say that a chiyuv of rotech is a chiyuv of rotech.
I heard you saying this in Seder, yeah?
So maybe you could say that. Why is he only being chayiv when he's mamish running after the guy? If you say that this guy has a din of rotech, so he's chayiv misa, or rotech's chayiv misa, even after he leaves the guy alone. I mean, what's the agdara? I'm saying, what's the agdara in this rotech? Is rotech temporary?
No, but I mean, once, I mean, rodef.
Yeah, I'm saying, if you say that a rodef is a chiyuv of a rotech,
if you think that, if you say that Baal Machteres is a din of a rodef,
no, I'm saying, if a rodef is a din of a rotech, it's a hakira whether it's a rotech or a nirdef. Why you
allow it? Okay.
So,
that's only Kolzman that he is threatening the guy's life.
Yeah. Once he stops.
The Pasha is the din rodef, we'll get to this next. Pasha is a rodef no matter what shot you take. It falls away after the threat.
And that would not have anything to do with Yerushalmi. Like Yerushalmi's approach to why is it killed? Like the Yerushalmi's approach.
That's a din. That's That's just the encounter between the Baal HaBayis and the encounter between the Baal HaBayis and the Baal Machteres is not limited to, you know, in the Machteres, in the house, also extends later. That's just saying that the whole din.
I was saying the Rishami of the process has nothing to do with whether it's a sale or whatever, it has to do with that he will fight back for his money.
Again, it gets involved back to Baal Machteres, but presumably, if this is the Chazaka regarding the Baal HaBayis, so then, presuming that's also the mindset of the Chazak, that's also presumably the mindset of the Baal Machteres, knowing that he's ready to kill not only when he's in the Machteres, but he's ready to kill and respond with force to the Baal HaBayis even when he's leaving. Fine. I just want to get to the second version of, you know, this first protocol, 1b, which is very Bechidish, very Lamdish, of the Ona Yantif. Again, this is why I was saying a little vague. What? The Chuvah's Ona Yantif?
Oneg.
Oneg Yantif. So again, the reason why I was, you know, characterizing this first category of answers in terms of the onish chamor applying to shas chiyat tashlumin, and someone asked, like, why don't you just say chiyat misa, right? So it's for the following reason: the oneg yantif is a very fascinating idea, where he basically says that in a chanami, when it comes to the chiyat machteres and the chiyat shamis, that the chiyat misa is limited, right, to the time of the Netzila, right? The time, you know, when he's in Machteres and on Shabbos itself. But what triggers the Kimle for the Shas Shvira, for the Shas Tzvicha, is the Kimle not of a Chiyav Misa, but rather a Kimle of Chiyav Malkus. Where did Chiyav Malkus come out? One second. The Chiyav Malkus, again, in both these cases in Ksubas and in Arasuga, in Sanhedrin, are dealing with a Chiyav of Geneva, right? Take a step back. Why is the Lav of Geneva generally plotted from Malkus? Lav and Itzikla Essay. Lav and Itzikla Essay, right? Because you have a potential, since there's a potential to be metakin the lav by returning, by being meshiv as, right, basically the asay, meshiv as exil, is menatek the lav. That's the phrase. It's somehow it's metakin. I'm leaving that vague. Basically, the fact that, right, whenever an exception to Malkus, any lav, which is nitzik la'asay, the Torah says, oh, if you're over the lav, you should perform the asay to rectify that which you did. So such a lav, it's called a lav, a nitzik la'asay, is subject to a Petur Malkus. Oh. But says that when a yantiv, but in the case where you're shavar, b'shash shvira, and b'shash tficha, what do you in essence do? You negated the potential of a heshiv as agzela. Right? Once you destroy the object, you can no longer return it. So says the oneg yantiv, so therefore b'shash shvira / b'shash tficha in ksubis, at that point, at the Chiyav Tashlumin, there's a Chiyav Malkus. So therefore, in a Chanami, the original Chiyav Misa was limited to the earlier point of time on Shabbos, or B'machteres. But there's a new Onesh Chamor of the Chiyav Malkus, which coincides, which is B'bas Achas, with the Chiyav Tashlumin, B'shash Shvira, B'shash Tficha. Hold on a second. So therefore, what appears to be a Chiyav Misa, which takes place before a Chiyav Tashlumin, where you don't have a Chiyav Tashlumin, which is, you know, B'bas Achas with an Onesh HaChamor, he says, no, because it is B'bas Achas with a Chiyav Malkus. One second. A very important assumption that the Oneg Yantiv makes, which is a very important Guda for Lav and Itzikla essay, is that Oneg Yantiv assumes that the timing of the Chiyav Malkus is B'shas Bittel. The Heshiv is like Zela. What could you have said? Intuitively,
what's
what?
The assumption?
That the timing of the Chiyav Malkus is the timing of the Shas Shvira, the time that you negate the potential of the Heshiv is like Zela. What could you have alternatively said? Shas Maisa Gzela. No, but the point is, you could have said, you took a certain perspective on Lava Nitzikla, you said, oh, you have a Lava of Gzela, so that should be Chayev Malkus, but there's a potential tikkun of Hishvil Exhala. But once you negate that tikkun later, preposterous, you could have said, Limafreya, the Chiyav Malkus, you know, is Chal earlier, and that wouldn't help us. Wait. But, very important, again, someone said Bitzel, 100%. If you look very carefully at the Ona Yantiv, it's a very important lashon. Again, we'll take a step back. Actually, my personal history, my first Kol Elyon Chaburu was on the topic of Nitzik L'Asei. So this is very fun. You know, basically, there are more than two, but the two basic approaches to Lava Nitzik L'Asei is what's the nature of Nitzik L'Asei? Is it that, like we just said before, that you have a Lav, and the potential Tikkun is the Poter of the Malkus, and therefore, if you negate that potential tikkun, so the machayev is all in that original love. That's one way of understanding it. Another way of understanding it, and this is the way the Oneg Yontif says it, it's a very interesting, fascinating idea. Again, ties into bitlo, that by lav nitzik la'esei, the machayev of the malchus is not just the bitl of the love, not just the violation of the love, but it's both the bitl of the love and the bitl of the asei. And basically what we're coming to say, by a certain perspective on Lava Nitzik L'Asei, is that the only time you're Chayav Malkus for a Lava Nitzik L'Asei is when you both violate the Lav and you violate the Asei. There are two components of the Mechayavim, there are two Mechayavim of this particular Malkus. And therefore, according to that latter understanding, yeah, the Shas Chayav Malkus doesn't kick in until you not only violate the Gneva, but you also violate the assay of the Hishvil Exhala by breaking it or by shachting it. And it's very, in a very meduic fashion, that Oneg Yontif basically says this. He says, Dahu bahu shaita b'shash shvira nigmar chiyav malkus. Again, and that's very similar to the Rishonim's Lashonos in the, right, when describing the Manda Amar Bitzlo, where basically they basically point out that the gemar of the mechayev is not limited to the violation of the lav, but you also require the bittel of the asay. So according to such a perspective, this all makes sense. Because then, according to such a perspective, b'shas shvira, or b'shas tzvicha, when you negate the asay, that's the gemar ha-mechayev, and therefore it's at that point that the chshas, that the Chiyav Malkus kicks in, and therefore you have a Chiyav Malkus and Chiyav Tashlum and Mevas Achas, and therefore you have a Ptur. Two more things. I'm not sure if there's Musa tonight, but likely there is. Again, the benefit of this approach, that this would explain the Rishonim both in our Sugya and the Sugya of Ksubis, because both Sugyas are dealing with Gneva. Right, whether it's Ganav Atavach B'Shabbos or Ganav B'Machteres, either one you're dealing with the Isser Geneva, and therefore will be subject to this Lamdus, that the Shas Shvira and the Shas Tzvicha will be a Shas Chiyav Malkus, and therefore you have the Shas Malkus, you have basically the timing of the Malkus and the timing of the Chiyav Tashlum is Vasachas. The only problem with this Pshat, and with this we'll conclude, is that the Gemara, again, when explaining the Kimle, says what? What are the two words the Gemara characterizes? Bidamim kaninu. Implication being that that's your blood. Exactly. So that's the one problem.
Rashi explains it too.
Yeah. That the Pasha's Bidamim kaninu is Chiyav Misa. It's again the huge Chiddush of the Oneg Yontif that the Kimle here is not Mishum the Chiyav Misa, but rather because of the Mechudash idea that's the Chiyav Malkus. Again, that doesn't work so well with. We'll stop here and I'll take any questions.